Not Emmeline Bolton, though. She stood there with one hand resting gracefully on the door jamb and looked as if she didn't intend to budge until Smoke finished putting on his clothes. Smoke was not the sort of man to get flustered easily. He didn't do so now. Instead, he ignored the question and redirected the conversation.
There's a guest room a couple of doors down on this side of the hall. I expect that's the room Sally meant for you to use. I can show you if you'd like.
That's not necessary, and I'm in no hurry. I'm feeling better now, anyway. I'm not sure that I still need to lie down, although the idea does have a certain appeal.
The smile on her face and the light in her eyes made it clear what she was talking about. Smoke did not rise to the bait. He picked up the clean blue shirt he had tossed on the bed earlier and shrugged into the garment.
I'm going down to get something to eat. It's been a long time since that dinner in the middle of the day.
Emmeline left the doorway and came into the room with an unmistakable sway to her hips. She didn't stop until she was close enough that she could have reached out and touched him. For a moment, he thought that was what she was about to do. She half raised a hand, and the way she was looking at his bare chest as he began buttoning up the shirt, he wouldn't have been surprised if she pressed her palm against his skin. As if not quite ready to make such a daring approach, she lowered her head and he finished buttoning the shirt.
I'll go back down with you. I'm not tired at all now. In fact, I feel absolutely revitalized.
If you'll excuse me, ma'am, I need to put my boots on.
Go ahead. It won't bother me. And you certainly don't have to call me ma'am or Mrs. Bolton either. My name is Emmeline Smoke.
Seems like a mighty informal way for a married man to talk to another man's wife.
Some formalities are highly overrated.
She was even closer now. Blasted, she was gonna kiss him. He could see that in her eyes. She was gonna come up on her toes and put her arms around his neck and press her mouth to his, and he couldn't see any way to stop her from doing it other than putting his hands on her shoulders and physically holding her off. He didn't want to do that, didn't want to touch her at all, in fact, but it looked like he was gonna have to.
Dear, I must have gotten mixed up and told you the wrong room to use, Emmeline. This is my bedroom, mine and Smoke's.